Dominant sources of information and knowledge don't adequately address the severity of the crisis. In Canada, there is no government consensus on how or what to teach about climate collapse in schools. Climate change denial still plays an active role in influencing public opinion. Those profiting from the climate crisis, like the fossil fuel industry, are investing heavily in this denial. Meanwhile, many people are spending more time on their screens than outside. This has led to what some have started calling nature deficit disorder. If people are disconnected from the natural world and have limited awareness or understanding of climate collapse, it's easy to remain stuck in cycles of denial. While the realities we are facing on a global scale are daunting, it is essential that we grapple with hard